What do the Easter Bunny and craft breweries have in common? Both are probably something you shouldn't take your children to. This is the perfect pour.
I shouldn't go to the Easter Bunny this year. Sit on the Easter Bunny's lap. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. Scare the crap out of him.
Oh! Don't take that away from me. I'll have seen the Easter Bunny.
Oh, okay.
I love double gold!
Open. Yeah, double open. Welcome to the Perfect Pour. Show about things fun, interesting. Show about what fun things that craft beer drinkers like. That's what it's about. Hanging out, having fun. I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
And we'll tell you about Matt maybe in a minute. But first.
There is no tangent moderator anymore.
Oh my god! Oh no, I didn't even think about that yet. Oh no, but we're just gonna be hanging out with you, having some beers, talking about the beers we were drinking last week, and beers we're looking out for, and talk about some beer culture and the listeners of the Perfect Pour. Call in to the show, talk about what's going on with them. And that's what's going to be happening. Hope you have an enjoyable podcast experience. Before the show, we are tailgating. I was having Firestone Walker's Hop Gnosis, a nice six pack. It's a a good solid, middle of the road West Coast IPA. I don't even know if they call it a West Coast IPA. It just, in my head, it is. And
yeah, it has all the feels.
Yeah, it's a newish Firestone Walker beer. And it's a great grocery store beer. Because this is what I'm always looking for.
Oh, okay.
Is grocery store beers. An indie beer or craft beer that's I can get in the grocery store. And thank God the Firestone Walker embargo has been lifted, and I can buy Firestone Walker again, and so I wouldn't get it if I'm in a bottle shop. I'm not getting Hop Gnosis, but in the grocery store, it's a great buy.
Mm-hmm. What do you rate the market at? Is the market a grocery store with great beer, or is that like?
Yes.
It's still considered a grocery store.
Oh, yeah.
Even though.
For sure. It's a grocery store that had, I believe the owner of the store. This is an independent, pretty somewhat large grocery store here in Fresno. Just its own one single entity. It's called The Market. Used to be called Catalano's here in Fresno, for those that don't live here.
With the Yoshino's inside.
Oh, wait, what? There was Yoshino's inside there?
Where the bakery is now?
Uh-huh.
That was a small eatery in there.
Oh.
I think it was Yoshino's.
Oh, damn. That would have been better. I mean, no offense to the bakery. That would have been better. But yeah, it's this little small independent grocery store. And I believe the owner's likes beer, craft beer, and he ever since he took it over, he got that end, and then he bumped it up to two ends. So we have this, ends. And it's in our neighborhood. So
and then still like eight so doors
if
of
we talk
beer
about it too much. Yeah, and then on top of the six the pack, 12 pack case. Area has all
craft
that
in caps. I said craft.
And I bought the Hop Gnosis there today.
All right.
And the one I opened up is This one I got at the market as well. This was a label buy, but it didn't need to be a label buy because it's Bike Dog Brewing. So the label was not inconsequential, but it just so happened it was an awesome label. It's called Quadraphonic, and it's got like sort of, you know, that 60s stereo sort of swirly stuff on the can. And it's, dang it, I can't, I'm trying to read it while I haven't poured anything out, so I'll keep pouring stuff on the floor. Uh-oh. We got a boxer problem here.
We got a boxing problem. She is gone.
So this is Quadraphonic Stereo West Coast Double IPA 8.6. Super cool label. I actually bought two because of the label. I'm like, I'll buy one for the show and then one I'll try and enjoy on my own time. Not getting a whole lot of aroma here. Ooh, wow. Really good. Really on point. Like, not too different from that Hopnosis. It's just double. Another good West Coast from Bike Dog Brewing.
Yeah, the market's been heavy on the Bike Dog Hazies lately, which I'm sad about. Mm. I like Bike Dog a lot.
Well, what are you drinking over there, Nick?
My tailgate was Revisions Dippa Doubled Up IPA. I don't know why they have labeled it as such.
It's doubled up. It's a double that's up, been doubled up. So is that a quadruple?
It's mostly commonly available in 12-ounce cans. Oh, that's weird. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's a little on the sweet side as far as, I guess this would be a West Coast IPA. Maybe due to the hops they used. I'm trying to see if they have them on here. Late hopping creates massive flavor. Oh, Mosaic hops.
Oh, I'm interested. Somebody said Mosaic hops?
Late hopped Mosaic. It's good. It's just, it's bitter, but a tad bit sweet to me. And I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm getting a little candy now.
Nice, but it comes in a six-pack. Six-pack of cans, 12 ounces.
Quadraphonic.
Most reasonably priced
IPA.
This was in the regular...
We look like a couple of suckers!
Got a Rayleigh's nearby? Walmart. So yeah, this was in the regular beer section of the market, not the craft section, but it came in a six pack, like $12, I think.
Mm-hmm. Right there next to the Budweiser.
Yeah, don't mistakenly grab the Budweiser. Just kind of picked it up because I haven't had a Revision beer in a while, but I needed the six of the same beer for my weekend.
Yeah.
And I went in for a six-pack of Barrel House's Big Sur IPA, which is my go-to when I need six of the same beer.
Yeah.
And IPA category.
Six of the doubles.
Yeah, I need six doubles, please. I need to get wrecked, but not immediately.
Get wrecked. Slowly but surely get wrecked.
I need to moderately get ripped tonight. I need to get ripped at a moderate pace tonight.
Yes.
So six of the same beer will do that for you. If you're wondering.
All right.
I did buy some others, which I'll save for being caught drinking. Okay. But this interesting choice, not unhappy with it, but not quite what I was hoping for out of it either.
Slightly disappoint.
Slightly.
Drink
Hey, wait a minute. I'm already finished.
Oh, sorry. Please continue.
Okay. So now I'm drinking Bean Me Up from Original Pattern Brewing.
Is it got like a Star Trek-y label?
No, it's got weird circular font patterns. Oh, yeah.
That's sort of traditional of that brewery.
Of Original. Yeah. This is what they do.
Mm-hmm. Original Pattern. C-O. I enjoy their beer. I believe that's one that Paul... There's two East Bay. There's two East Bay breweries that Paul. One of them was like, "Don't sleep on that brewery. They're good." And it's either Original Pattern or there's another one East Bay brewer that Out of the Barrel has. That he's like, "No, that's a good brewery. Don't wait for that.
You'll never get this."
So culture. We'll start off with Perfect Pour culture.
Okay.
Matt's gonna be just sort of off the show for the time being. He's gonna be taking a break. Basically, I'm not gonna speak for Matt. I'm just saying so there's no like super big mystery, but just like I think it's more of just Matt's just like, you know, we've been doing this for 10 years and he works in beer. He's like all day, every day, beer. And then, you know, we're here on Friday, early Friday mornings for like 3 hours. We're like, "Hey, come on, Matt, let's get on here and talk about work and more beer. And so I think that's, I think Matt's like, "All right, I'm going to take a break from that right now." So basically that's what's going on. So it's going to be Nick and myself here.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
And you're going to love this.
You're going to love it. And we're not replacing Matt. There's no replacing Matt. You know, Matt could decide he feels like he wants to come back or something. So he's, as far as I'm concerned, he's just sort of opening, still a person on the show. Still, Matt's still on the show. He's just not on the show right now. So there's no, we're not going to be like, "All right, well, we're not replacing Matt. You can't replace him." So we're just going to, I think Nick and I are just going to cruise around for a while and just see what it's, what that does for us.
Keep on keeping on.
So there you go. There's your Matt taproom update for now. And I was joking last week, like, "Hey, make me start bothering Matt. Tell him when he's coming back. Leave Matt alone. It's cool. Everything's cool. Just, go have a beer with Matt. He doesn't need to be, on the show for you to have a beer with him." So cheers to Matt. And Matt's still around, where he's just taking a break.
I think someone gave him a six pack of Pliny the Younger and he didn't want to say anything.
He's like, "Every time somebody gives me younger, I got to share it with the show. It's a whole thing." I'm keeping these youngers for me. Yeah, nobody showed up with any youngers for us in bottles of younger.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thanks. You know how much I like the younger. Nobody's like, I saw one member of the listenership got some. He's like, I got some of these. I'm like, And did you know that we have an address that you can send beer to? Look at the show notes, guys. All right, Nick, what do you got? We got some culture.
Man, it's a slim week in the cultural world. Oscar Blues is releasing a new mixed pack. most notably with Oscar's Lager in the mix. You up for some Oscar's Lager?
I guess. Have I had that before? Is that new? Is that classic? What is that?
It's the crushable craft lager you most likely need more of.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. But wait, isn't Oscar Blues not indie anymore, though?
I don't know. Did they?
Oh, no, because it was the energy drink that brought the Canarchy, right? So they're technically still craft beer. Well, it's fine.
So now they're just, they got, caffeine in the beer.
Yeah. They're going to start injecting caffeine in there. Finally.
A little niacin.
So I can just stay up.
Make the skin crawl.
Well, this is, I've been saying this lately. I'm just like, it's so frustrating that beer makes you sleepy. It's probably nature's way of telling you, of like shutting you down. Beer making you sleepy. It's like, you need to, you need to go sleepy. This is too much. So I guess that's the way it works, but there's so many times where I'm like having like a nice drinking session and then I start getting sleepy. I'm like, no, I want to keep focused and keep having fun and stuff. And everybody's like, no, you're getting sleepy. You're about to pass out. I'm like, no, I'm about to have the most amazing time.
I feel the creativity flowing. Mm-hmm.
I'm about to write the most wicked blog post that's ever been posted in the blogosphere. And you're making me tired.
This is going to be one fantastic what grinds my gears.
You know what really grinds my gears? Nobody reads blogs anymore.
Nobody reads.
Everybody
only
gives,
they would read blogs to read
everybody
this.
Gives their content to Instagram and Twitter. Like, stop it. Make it on, put it on your own site. Let's get back to RSS feeds and reading websites and blogs.
Good wholesome blog.
Let's blow up Twitter and Instagram. Get back to the way the internet used to be.
Yeah. Blow up the outside world.
Message boards and blogs. That's what's at, bro.
The digital bulletin board.
Mm-hmm.
Piano lessons, 5:50 now.
Wait, what were we talking about? Sorry.
How about Doubledale's?
There's nobody to stop Imperial our tangents, IP. Guys.
Tangent Ted. Tangent.
Matt's like the boss of the show that keeps us in line. And this is, I don't know, we're going to have to figure out how to adjust to that without having a producer. Basically, he was the producer. I'm going to have to get producer Becky back and get her out here and keep us in line.
Mm. Let's see. Have you ever heard of Other Brother Beer Company?
Is that you and Matt's brewery?
Yeah, it's ours. We just started this.
I have not.
Mm-hmm. Apparently these guys are in Monterey.
What?
Monterey Peninsula.
Oh, might have to check them out next month.
Yeah. Oh, Carmel by the
Sea. Yeah, I'm going to Carmel.
Yeah. There you go. Multiple hoppy beers, both clear and hazy.
Okay.
Looks like these guys opened in 2019.
I'm sorry to laugh, businesses, but like, looks like these guys opened in February of 2020. Like, woo.
Ooh.
Ooh, boy.
So maybe this might be worth checking out. They're in a old carpet factory.
Oh man, I love breweries and old carpet. Those are my favorite breweries, the ones that used to be carpet factories.
I figure that's the untouched market. cheap real estate if you're ever looking for.
Yep.
Look at the old carpet industry, the tapestries, as they say in the
tapestries
in the trades. Yeah, look for good tapestry.
Buildings. Put them on a wall. Hey, pro podcasting tip: put carpet on your walls if you want to get better sound in your room.
How much carpet do you have on your walls now?
Not enough. No, I don't have.
Okay.
I don't have any.
Carpet. That's why our sound is lacking.
I know. That's why it sounds like shit.
Yeah, all them damn collectibles in the way. When you rip them when's down,
people, put some carpet when's carpet going to come back? I'm a fan of carpet, but like everyone just has floor, you know, some sort of version of vinyl or hardwood floors nowadays. Everyone's just like, fuck,
I'm waiting for the day carpet. When you pull up the hardwood and there's the original carpet.
Yeah. Well, we pulled up the hardwood, it's like original carpet, man. We blew it away. We couldn't believe these previous owners. They covered over this original carpet, bro.
Yeah. Look didn't at even it. Know what they had.
Didn't even know it. Idiots.
It's, 1280 loop, bro. And this 1280 gorgeous loop. You can't carpet. Imagine the comfort feel.
Yeah. Let's start the carpet movement.
Yes. German square weave. Bring it back.
Mm-hmm. That shag. Let's bring back the shag.
Shag. Yeah. A Berber.
Berber?
Nothing like a good Berber carpet.
Oh. Berber. Berber carpet is the talk. Best, actually.
Carpet talk. It's a permanent rug in your house.
Yep. You don't have to move around.
Ooh, some indoor outdoor. Mike, you got some nice indoor outdoor in that studio.
The studio has indoor outdoor, yes.
Oh,
it's a it's a blessing and a curse. I don't really like it's vacuuming. Yeah, I don't like vacuuming a garage. It just doesn't feel right. But sometimes I have to do it.
Yeah, because that shit traps everything.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, you want to do some crafting in here? Yeah, there's gonna be sawdust splinters in the carpet for everything.
Yep. I can't do the old. What I did growing up, where I take the hose out and hose the garage out.
Oh, hose the garage out. Yeah.
There's no hosing this studio out.
So would you ever put turf in your garage, like to give it that patio feel?
Like AstroTurf kind of stuff?
AstroTurf, yeah.
Mm.
The synthetic lawn.
Nah.
Like you could have the ultimate. Beer garden, some AstroTurf in your garage.
Yep. You can't hurt this stuff.
Some orange netting.
Get all fucked up.
Oh, you know, up. During the, got to go shopping for a chaise lounge during the neighborhood pickup.
Yep. Like, who's throwing out some chaise lounges over there? Old Bill's throwing out some stuff. That'll be, he's got some good stuff.
Yeah. Ultimate beer garden.
What are we talking about?
It is patio season.
Oh, it's patio season. Hell yeah, bro. It's still a little chilly, but.
Whew. Yeah, it got cold.
I have a hoodie on right now, so.
What's
I don't like it.
What improvements are you making to the personal beer garden this year?
I don't know. I haven't done anything yet.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just sort of mentally preparing myself.
Is this the year of the Yeti? You think you'll get a Yeti this year?
Maybe.
Is that still on the Father's Day list?
Yeah. Yeah. It's my anniversary coming up. Maybe someone will get that for you.
As long as the producer still listens to this podcast,
She might secretly. You never know. You know, watch out.
I got to check up on those boys.
What are they up to?
Let's see here. The outdoor. Yes.
That took forever to come.
Late, better late than never, as they say. As far as outdoor beer gardens go, I don't know how many you've actually been to.
Several.
I think most famous here in Fresno is the Gazebo Gardens.
Yes. We have beer garden,
which is in a full working nursery.
Yeah.
That they've turned into a beer garden. So literally, it's literally a garden with beer.
Yeah.
Being sold.
And then you get drunk and you start buying $50 cactuses because it looks cool. Right.
Their evil plot.
Yeah, that's perfect. What they get. Then that's how they get you.
Like, that's how they get you.
Damn, that's a cool looking fucking succulent. Look at that.
You never knew you wanted fountain grass until you've had your third double IPA.
I think I do want a fountain.
Look how majestic this motherfucker is. Yes, I need this water feature of a cherub spitting water. Are you a fan of the Sea Train container beer gardens? I'm thinking because you are going to Monterey, you'll probably have a chance to see either Fieldwork or Alvarado.
Yeah.
I believe there are Sea Train beer gardens out there.
I don't think the one in Monterey, as far as Alvarado Street.
Is it Alvarado's real building down there?
Yeah, it's a real building. It's in like a It's in like the fancy pants area, Monterey. So it's actually just a little hop, skip, and a jump from the Monterey's pier. Ooh, so it's in a legit building. I know what you're talking about. If you do it right, if you do those right, it's cool. If you just stack them up and on the street in front of your garden with the little entrance.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking stupid.
Whatever are you talking
about? I don't know what I'm talking about. Local reference. But, you make a little cutout and like put all the taps in there and that kind of thing. Okay. Those are cool.
So what you're saying is. Doesn't matter what it's made out of, as long as it's a quality.
As long as you put some time, put some effort into it and creativity.
Yeah, well finished.
Yeah. You didn't just you didn't make it look like you just did it, spending like an hour thinking about it.
I saw this on Pinterest. Nailed it.
Saw it on Pinterest, so it did it.
What would be your ideal beer garden? Have you put thought into this? Like,
Jesus, now you're making me I want to spend an afternoon thinking about this.
All right. Right. Well, write a drinking and thinking and get back
to me. I will. I mean,
I'm curious.
I got some relaxing seats.
Mm-hmm.
Relaxing tables and seats.
What if every seat was a hammock?
No,
not hammocks.
So I mean, hammocks are fine, but hammocks are for napping. Yeah, I can't drink in a hammock.
Okay. All right.
Can you drink in a hammock?
How do you know? Have you ever tried?
Maybe not. I don't know. I might not have.
I don't know.
But I need a table to sit and lean on.
All right. Oh, okay. Bench, backless bench.
Yeah.
Do you want elbows on the table as if you're at a bar, or do you want a backrest?
I'm fond of the picnic table or just large table kind of vibe. And then, I want some shade. I'm in Fresno. I need some shade.
Right. We only have 2 good weeks out of the year where you don't need heater, air conditioner, or shade.
Yeah. So I'm going to need some shade. I want some foliage.
Yeah. Okay.
I want some greenage to look at. I want birds to randomly come around once in a while. And be like, oh, look at that. Look at that. You ever see one of them? That's a wall.
The hummingbird feeder?
I've got a bird feeder in my backyard beer garden, And the only bird I've ever seen use it is the blue jay.
Yes, they're popular.
And the blue jay fucking dominates the backyard bird scene. It's
kicking ass.
Yeah, nobody like
the alpha.
It is the alpha of that. You know, the crows rule the higher up airspace, but the blue jay own that like low airspace. Like the crows don't come down to the blue jay area, but the blue jays don't go up to the crow area. They have like
the crows stay up on the wires, power wires.
Crows stay around.
Blue jays are picking your fence apart.
Yeah,
right in front of you. Like, did you just put this up?
Those are the two dominant birds in the area. Once in a while, a hawk
strip this for nest parts.
Yep. Once in a while, a hawk comes around, and then the crows lose their shit. That's what I do in my beer garden. I'm just watch the bird drama.
Bird drama.
This like you guys are drama. So. I just stand up and go. You guys are so dramatic with all your stuff. And the crows just gonna look at you like, yeah, whatever, bro. Crows can recognize faces.
You gonna give me some of that beer? Because you didn't give them beer, so like they hate you. Man.
So just remember that, people. Crows know who you are. They recognize you. So you know, don't mess with them.
You ever tag the crows so you know if the same crow that comes back every
year? I can't. Yeah, they're too alike. I can't tell.
Right, George, is that you?
One the other day was making some weird ass noise. I didn't think it was a crow because it was so different. I was like, what kind of bird is that? And then it was a crow. It was like going. This is what this craft beer show has turned into, is me attempting crow. Crow.
Let's play. Is it the sound you hear on the Disneyland Main Street rail or crow?
I'm not ready to open another beer, okay, Paul? Jesus. Well, what are we talking about now?
Paul's ready. I'm trying to design the perfect beer garden.
Beer garden.
On the show.
Yeah. Apparently, I just need to be able to watch birds and be able to sit down. This is...
And foliage.
Yeah. And green
stuff. A seat. I need a chair and some foliage and some birds. And someplace to keep beer, cold beer.
Yes. Give me a nice chest out there. I'm good. A little notepad. I like having a little notepad.
Oh, field notes?
Yeah, field notes. Actually, I have I don't have it out here with me, but I have this little sort of reporter's kind of notebook where the rings are on the top and you flip it over.
Wow. Tell me the story here. We're going to break it wide open.
Yeah. What's the story here? See? The crows are talking to the blue jays. The blue jays are talking to the crows.
They're banding together.
They're banding together. The boys are back from the war.
It's a union. Union of birds of all colors. What do we... Snacks. What's the snack situation?
Snacks.
Rolled food. Are we still on a rolled food? We never get our food roller, did we?
I love rolled food, man. Put that food on a roller. Taquitos, hot dogs. It's a perfectly sane food to eat.
Right. No mess. Can you roll ribs? Is that...
Sure. Let's try it.
Sure.
I don't want to clean that roller, though, after the ribs have been on there.
Nobody wants to clean that roller.
Oh, you imagine how difficult to clean that roller would be if the ribs have been on there?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't put ribs on a roller, guys.
Don't put ribs on a roller. I'm sorry.
Knock it off. Brought it up.
Now someone's going to try it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you. I did it.
Perfect pour. I'll show them.
That's right.
Perfect roll. Perfect roller.
Rib it up. Rib it up.
Rib it up. Chew. My perfect beer garden is Bean and Chew's backyard. He's cooking.
Oh, you think
cooking all the meats, and I'm just like, Chew's got to have like a lot of good beer in his fridge all the time. Like, I feel like Chew's never, his beer fridge is never empty. So I'm just in Chew's backyard watching him, like that sizzle, that meat sizzle is happening. That's the sound going on in the background. He's got he's got some LA radio station going.
Oh man.
He's got,
I want that.
K Rock or some shit.
K Rock. The Weenie Roast.
KNARC. I'm trying to remember my LA stations I listened to when I was there. Oh. I can't anymore. It's been too long since I've been a LA County resident. Mark and Brian. Good morning.
Wow. In the morning. In the morning.
In the morning.
What would it be like if we were on in the morning?
Nick and Mikey in the morning.
Yeah.
Listen to two people getting drunk in the morning.
That's never been done.
Nope.
Or has it?
What do you want in your beer garden?
What? Oh, no, you can't ask me that
question. No, I already told you.
I'm the question asker.
I ask the questions around here.
I definitely want a chair with a back on it. I want to.
All right, yeah. You can't handle the picnic table too long?
No, after a while, I'm tired of leaning forward. I want to lean back after a while. Like, leaning forward is the great for the beginning of the conversation because you're like, I want to engage. Like, I want to, we're going to have this thing right now. And then once you've hashed out whatever evil plan you have set out to use.
Yeah. I don't know anymore. Totally.
The evil plot that you set out to mandate has taken place. You now need to lean back and go, yeah, this is a great idea. Like this is the idea that I wanted to happen tonight. So now you got to sit back in your chair and enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. But then you'll start getting sleepy.
I like the foliage, but I want high foliage. I don't want
to see the outside world. You're like Disneyland. Your beer garden's like Disneyland, where you like you enter a world and you can forget that there's an outside world.
Yeah,
your beer garden is completely autonomous.
Yesterday, today, and tomorrow, all at the same time. A water feature would be nice. I do appreciate a good
fountain. You like the bubbling, the fountain like bubbling.
The bubbling, yeah, calm bubbling of a fountain.
What kind of outdoor speak? You got outdoor speakers? What kind of outdoor speakers you got?
Yeah. Currently, I am enjoying the Bluetooth boombox.
Okay.
Type speaker.
Known as a Bluetooth box.
Yeah.
You don't have any permanent speakers in your beer garden out there?
I have multiple beer gardens.
That's running back to the
beer garden
stereo?
Number two does have permanent speakers lined in from the turntable. So I can spin vinyl on the patio.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Beer gardens one and three do not have speakers hardwired in. So they are Bluetooth.
What beer garden is number three?
Beer garden number three is the backyard.
Ah.
That's the private dining area where with the gazebo.
Only the elites get into.
Yes. Yeah. So beer garden number one is front yard happy hour.
Right.
That's where we have a 6x10 cement pad with our bistro table. And a view of the street so we could watch people walking by or driving too fast and yell at them.
Hey, knock it off.
Yeah, slow down.
Slow down, you piece of
children. children out here.
Children somewhere.
I mean, maybe not right now, but there will be soon.
I don't know where they're at.
There could be children out here.
Yeah, I don't know where they're at, but there's kids out here. You know, fucking watch out.
Somewhere there's kids. Pretend there's kids here and drive that fast.
Pretend your kid lives here. What if I don't have a kid? Well, then pretend.
Slow children. Slow, comma.
Your children's. You tell my children slow? Is that what you're saying? My child slow?
Yeah, slow children. Slow, comma, children.
Slow children. Slow children. So you're telling the children to slow.
Mm-hmm. Like, hey, child, slow. So beer garden number one is front yard happy hour where we have
speakers, our
charcuterie
up there?
Boards. No, that's the Bluetooth boombox. Oh, we bring it out and line in the Spotify. Beer garden number two is the side patio with the water feature, fire pit. So we got water and fire features on the side patio. And that's where the turntable's at, so we can spin vinyl throughout the evening.
Oh.
Patio furniture with backs to relax with. It's a 50-50 chance if the pizza guy will realize you're not answering the front door because you're on the side and can't
$2!
And then patio... beer garden number three is the backyard with the gazebo, which now has a fire pit.
Oh.
That was last year's purchase.
But now it's you'll never be able to burn a fire again. So until it rains.
Thanks, City of Fresno. No, these are all gas fires. They're
gas?
Acceptable within city limits.
We'll see. I'm going to report you, so be ready.
Yeah. Beer garden number three does have a Volkswagen available for drinking in, if you so feel inclined.
That's good. Seems very Instagram picture worthy. After a few beers, I get in the Volkswagen, take some pics.
Go back there and drink in the Volkswagen.
See if I can get to 100 likes.
That is where our... So that's the new thing. Whenever you set up a any kind of rental, you need to have the Instagram photo spot, the social media photo spot included in your So Airbnbs, that is the new thing. We're watching the show right now, where Airbnbs have to have a photo opportunity available.
That's right.
Make it gram worthy. It's got to be gram worthy.
Yeah, if I can't put it on Instagram, then why did I even do it?
Right? Did you notice Tioga Sequoia did a gram worthy spot at the brewery?
What? Where was that?
Yeah, so in the brewery during Fresyes, there was a spot with a grass wall or some kind of foliage wall.
Yeah, yeah.
It had a neon sign that said Fresyes. And it had a... it wasn't a photo booth. It looked like a sanitizer hand podium stand, but it was a camera on there. And then when you clicked the camera, it had a pre-made graphic that would overlay on the photo and it said Fresyes Fest. So marketing, that's what you got to do. You got to have a gram-worthy corner in your beer garden.
Yeah, come on. Think about the gram when you're building your beer garden. Industry people.
That is what that single corner will get you better reviews for your brewery than anything else.
You'll get so much FOMO. If you have a spot
to take good photos, because that's the one people will post about your brewery. Mm-hmm. Is they'll post that one shot and go, "We're here." Five stars.
What else, Nick? What else outside of beer gardens?
I don't know.
Nothing. I don't know.
You tired of beer garden talk?
I'm tired of it.
Tired of beer garden talk?
So tired of beer gardens, man. I'd rather go. I'm going back to work.
Wow.
No, never. If I could live in a beer garden, I would.
Okay.
Do you think I could live at the Tioga Square's beer garden?
Mm-hmm.
Like I could make myself scarce when they're closing up, and then when somebody leaves, somebody like it's like Bad Santa, where I have the whole run of the store and do whatever. The
fuck I bet you could do that. I bet if you did one thing a day. Like people would think you worked there.
Well, I think he works here, and nobody wants to ask anybody else. Like, who's that mm-hmm. really work here? It's like, oh, like yeah, I'm Paul from Fairfax. And they're like, oh, okay, Paul.
Yeah,
I heard about you at Iron Springs. And you're like, yeah.
Yeah, came to the valley for work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard there's work in the valley.
What you got, Mikey?
What
you got cooking?
Nah. I want to hear from the listeners. I'm ready for the listeners.
Oh, you tired of me talking?
No, I'm not tired of you. I'm tired of me
talking. Tired of this?
Well, I'll throw out one thing. I was going to just save it, but what the hell?
Like, what the hell?
Do we need to have beer judging, you know, like there's like so many, there's so craft beer is so tied to judging and mm-hmm. competitions and everyone's got BJCCP certified, blah, blah, blah. And there's all these awards and all this judging and stuff. I'm like, do we need all this? Does anyone really care about all this? Can we just like stop doing all the judging and just judge ourselves? Like we have Untappd now. We have our own personal, like, can we just stop competing? Is really my like idea of just like, why do we have to compete? Why do breweries have to like make specific kegs for competitions and
yeah?
And
I think it would be okay for a true to style competition of like the core styles of beer.
Yeah,
I don't think we need a cold IPA category next year. I don't think that needs to happen.
I tried to make. I don't think there is a cold IPA category yet on Untappd. I was forced because apparently Carl Strauss in Sierra Nevada can't be bothered with making a check-in on Untappd for their cold IPA. What's cooler than being cool or whatever the hell it's called. Mm-hmm. Nobody had checked it in. I had to create it. Wow,
you're the solo check-in?
Yes. And people have been using it. And I think either Sierra Nevada or Carl Strauss, I created this check-in for this beer.
Yes.
On Untappd. And, you know, usually the mods will be like, oh, no, that's not right. We'll change that or we'll delete that. No, they use mine. Mine, if you check in what's cooler than cool on Untappd, the collab with Carl Strauss in Sierra Nevada. That is my, I created that. So
yeah, Mikey Top Pour Original.
Think about that. Cause you know, sometimes I've done that before in other beers and like they sort of get rid of it because they're like, no, this is
no,
this isn't right. Or the brewery started, whatever. But I did. So if you look up what's cooler than being cool, on Untappd, that's me. I did it. There's 85 check-ins now of it. And I'm the one that freaking put it in there. So it's pretty much the best accomplishment I've ever done in my life. Okay. So, yeah, I think they appreciate it. Okay. So please go check that in. I'm going to look at the Untappd check-ins right now. Some guy, David Ann, he did that 3 hours ago. He's like, not as good as some other recent cold IPAs, but worth the buy. Dry and piney.
Dry and piney.
That's what David M. thinks. Jose F. thinks nothing. He just checked it in. He's at, right at 3.5. Eric S. says, got that gritty bitterness. Drink cold.
Gritty. Grits, man.
He's advising everyone to drink it cold. Adam B. says, definitely unique. Tastes very light with a hoppy finish. Wasn't so sure about this one. 3.25.
Oh, wow. Not a collab. Not a hit with the collab.
A lot of
crowd.
The three in me, from 325 to 375 ratings on there. All right. Well, I don't know. I guess it's fine, Judge. Like, when I had put that on Twitter, then people are sort of replying back to it, saying, like, yeah, it's sort of good for the breweries. It's really, the Judge is more for the breweries. You get sort of acknowledgement for what you're doing. So I appreciate that for as far as awards. But, like, the reality outside of that is, like, I don't really care. I mean, if I see something that's, I guess if I'm looking at two West Coast IPAs and one has GABF winner and the other one has nothing, I guess, and I can only buy one, I guess I'll try the GABF winner. So,
okay.
I mean, there's some value to
maybe it's still valid. Yeah.
Some value. Yeah. Is validity, adds validity, but I don't know. At one point, I used to worry about, like, oh, there's not enough people judging, and like who can, we don't really.
Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your drive?
Is the time of the show where you, the listener, can participate if you so desire. We have two different methods. Two different methods you can get on the show. One is you can call our old school voicemail line that's open 24/7, and you can just leave a message there. Nobody live is going to pick it up. It's just, you're just going to go voicemail and you're going to call 559-492-0542 and leave us a message. Let us know what's going on in your area, what you think a Perfect Pour listener would want to hear about. Or you can just record it yourself, whether that's using your phone or maybe you're a cool podcaster trying to get your shit out there. You can email that to perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. And let's start off with the traditional voicemails.
Hey guys, it's Poppy Libation.
In Pittsburgh, Tom.
Bet you didn't think that a pregnant lady could have a get it, did
Holy
you?
Holy shit. Our yep, first pregnant lady get it.
Now, my only question is, if I'm not actually drinking anything, is it still considered a get it? But, I mean, to be fair, I am taking some sips of some beer here and there. So, you know, don't tell my doctor. He probably thinks it's okay anyway.
That's a good
idea. So we had a great day. We are sort of finishing up our evening, but we started over at Over the Bar. Bicycle Cafe. We had lunch there and tried this smoothie sour.
Yeah, it was 450 North and Drecker collaboration.
Ooh.
Very fruity smoothie sour.
Not too tart.
Yeah, but I love it because it had like a Pokemon card type thing on the front with Gary from SpongeBob.
Yeah.
So that was funny. Yeah, that was funny.
We got extra points.
Gary! Yeah, and then after that we went to formerly known as Bruise Brothers, now known as Two Daughters, not to be compared with the Three Daughters Brewing Company in St. Pete, where I'm from. But we went there and we picked up some beer. I got a mixed six-pack to take home to Hobby Hub. because, you know, I still got to go and take a look at some beer and find out all of the things that are around, because I feel like I'm missing out, but I'm staying plugged into things. So
nice.
Yeah, for sure. And it's a good little bottle shop.
Keep it the door.
They do have taps in there, but I think they had them shut down today. I don't know if they're because of the pandemic, but the top.
Yeah, I don't know about that. There were some people sitting in there though. I'm not sure if they're dead. Oh, sweet.
Tom,
sweet.
Stop
yeah.
trying to challenge.
And then we went over to Mindful Brewery.
Hobby.
And you got some pierogies.
Oh, I've been craving pierogies, you know, pregnancy cravings and all that shit. So, yeah, we had some pierogies, and I took a look at some beer. They had an Imperial Session Ale. I'll just let you ponder what that could even mean.
Imperial Jumbo Shrimp.
Seriously, you got to look that shit up for us.
Don't do that, people.
Oh, yeah, we got the ABV, so I'll give you some time, and we'll reveal it at the end so you can talk about it.
And now we're finishing off the Keenwood Brewery.
Because we had to get a shirt for my dad because he was pissed that my husband got the better looking shirt last time. So we are here to pick up a shirt and have some beer.
Hey,
so,
why did he get the better t-shirt?
But anyway, if you want to know the answer to the Imperial Session Ale, the ABV is, drumroll please.
Saying it. 7%.
Oh,
nice.
I was going to get it.
So, you answered that before I got the answer.
Yeah, we'll hope. So, I am unfortunately the only sober one, really. Well, my mother is also here.
Boo.
Hoppy Mom is also here.
Hoppy Mom.
Aw. Google Voice cut him off.
No.
Oh, wait. No, they call back. Don't worry. Call him back in.
I'm worried.
Don't worry. Stop worrying. Jeez, Nick.
Oh. What I'm good at. It's one of my skills.
I cannot believe that we went over our 3-minute mark. We didn't even think that we were going over our 3-minute mark.
Yeah.
We're so sorry.
You guys are fucking
I know,
raw.
All of a sudden we looked and we're like, oh, it's not even on anymore.
It shoots us over 3 minutes all the time. I don't know what happened. How
is that? Is that? No, that must be a recording email.
Yeah. Good job, Hoppy.
Yeah, that must be it. But anyway, if you didn't get the results of the ABV game, it is 7% for the Imperial Session Ale. So, yes.
Jumbo
we are still here over at Spoonwood. Hoppy Mom and
finally,
I are
some Imperial
sober.
Session Ales out
it
there.
Sober, but I did hit my 100, the badge for 100 taster.
Yeah.
Okay, level 100 for the taster.
Level 100 on Untapped. Woo. Yeah. So, we are having a wonderful time. And I still get to have a get it.
Hell yeah. You
so
can be
we
pregnant
love you guys
and have a get it.
And keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Bye.
What's the get
it? You hear that, Ian? There's somebody there that doesn't
what's
know what the hell the freaking perfect pour is.
What's a get it?
Sees the Hoppy gets on the off the phone. She's like, what's a get it? Oh, that was Hoppy's mom, what's I bet. That was Hoppy's mom. What's a get it? What's my daughter getting into? She's checking up on her daughter. She's like, I need to do a welfare check on my daughter.
What kind of stuff are you into, honey?
What's going on? We're trying to sit here and have a nice conversation. And the two of you are going off and calling somebody and getting it. What?
Getting it.
Honey, are you watching your daughter? Yeah, babe. She's getting it. She's off there going over there and getting it. That's okay. Let her have her fun.
When you say it that way.
Wow. Are you getting it? Really getting it? I'm getting it.
Hey guys, it's Courtney. I'm driving. I've never called in before, but my email decided in the year 2022.
I decided
my
email.
It's just going to send you voicemail, so I hope it's
no voicemails.
Anyway, I have several things to say over like 4 voicemails that I recorded. Mm-hmm. And that didn't get through. A, friends asked Fantastic. Super fun.
Oh, my gosh.
The Red 100 was rad.
Say it fast. Say it.
I did get to meet Mikey in person. So now that I've met all three of you, IRL, as the kids say, I'm super excited to get my free sub or t-shirt or beer or whatever the perk is for that
experience. I usually bring stickers and I completely forget to bring it to give them to people.
I was going to tell you something else. Oh, okay. So, Roaring Pour, May 20th, mark your calendar. By the time you're listening to this voicemail, the tickets will be on sale.
Get drunk in front of the Lions.
Everyone on my team. Together. Anyway, May 20th, tickets should be on sale. Come drink beer with us at the zoo. There's going to be some super cool food trucks there, and the zoo is really cool after hours. Like, different animals will come on out, and yeah, really good time. There was other things I was going to say. I can't remember them now. There were pieces of other voicemails, but mainly just A, Fuzzy's Fest was super fun. B, my heart is so happy for Tyuga Sequoia and Fresno's Treaties and all those folks, because I have such a visceral memory of Treaties being, or damn it, Fuzzy's Fest being close. Stopped in 2020. Anyway, I swear to God, I'm sober. I'm just really distracted while driving. That's it. Roaring Pour. You guys kick ass. Cheers to everybody in the Zoom that's been holding it down. And
Friday night Zoom. What's
keep up?
Keep
up the good work, guys. Yeah. No.
No.
Out.
No.
Yeah, I finally got to meet Cordno at Fresno's Fest.
Wow.
She was like, I've sent two voicemails to you guys that don't get played. I'm just like, bro, I'm not seeing them.
We don't like you.
They don't like
you. I mean, they got
he
lost.
He doesn't like you either. I've got the death sentence on 12 systems.
Just kidding.
Cordno.
Cordno's awesome.
She's awesome. Thanks for calling. Everybody go to Roar and Pour if you're in the Fresno area. May 20th. Yeah. We'll keep propping it up. You get drunk in the zoo at night. I mean, what could go wrong?
Trying to ride the Bengal tiger.
Drunk in the zoo at night. Yeah, that's pretty effed up. You're just like all there, like having a great old time right in front of that lion. Not lions like, you piece of shit. Think you're so cool. You're just sitting there like, woo, this is fun. That lion's just like, oh,
this is fun.
This is fun.
I'm having fun.
Like, trying to sleep, and these guys are getting drunk, pointing at me.
Hey, guys. Paul here. With a little, pairing recommendation.
Oh, Paul.
I'm usually not much into pairing foods and beer. I just appreciate the beer for what it is. But I just came across this by happenstance. You know those Asian cracker mixes? You know, they've got some of the sweet salty, some of the spicy salty, some of the wasabi peas, some of the, you know, just all you kind of grab a handful and you get a little bit of everything in your mouth all at once. Those pair really well with hoppy beers.
Ooh.
So, you know, IPAs, hoppy pails, whatever, Westies, Hazies, whatever you like. I discovered that, and it's just a fantastic combination. I had some of those crackers with a lager, and it wasn't quite as exciting. Something about the hops and the zingy, snappy zestiness of the rice cracker mix is just super fantastic. So I recommend it to all the listeners. I'm sure everybody has an Asian market. I get them at Trader Joe's, actually. But any Asian market or just any store anywhere worth anything has them. All right, guys, that's it for now. Cheers. Keep up the good work. Oh, my phone broke lost all my contacts. I actually had to like get online and Google the voicemail line, but so I don't have anybody's number anymore. So anybody that had my number or has my number will have to reach out and text me and say, hey, because I don't have my contacts. So
I'll do it, the
one or two of you that actually have my number, get in touch. All right. Cheers. Bye.
Bye. Matt, text Paul. I'll text Paul. Get back up and going.
Text Paul.
Everyone text Paul that knows that it's previously texted Paul. Text Paul again.
Yeah, retext. No, there's no time for new business.
No. Don't try to talk to
Paul now unless previously
just like,
talked to.
Just like, hey man, I'm here.
Not hi guys, it's Courtney, and I'm driving again.
Oh my gosh.
I just wanted to add one more thing to the voicemail that Brian and I left. Love you, Corvette. So here's the deal. I don't know if you noticed, this week in Fresno, something was announced. And I think the event where Firestone was up in that bitch is back. So, very excited for all of my food friends. Anyway, I just had to say something. Keep up the good work, guys.
Bye. Is she referring to the food expo? Is the food expo back?
Is it?
I don't know. I think it is. Fresno Food Expo, like the biggest food expo ever. And then during the pandemic, it like sort of just like stopped.
Oh, so what does Firestone have to do with that?
Well, like the maybe I don't know that it is the food expo, but I think maybe they're there. They got a table there.
805 booth.
805 booth. Ask me about 805. Change my mind about 805.
Have a free pen, free writing pen, free tablet.
Actually, they're all about mine Hayes family now. Like they've gotten off 805. They're like mine Hayes. Whatever we can put mine Hayes name on, we'll do that.
They're like 805. Advertise for it or not.
Yeah. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. Let's see if we have. There's some offers to redesign our website. Oh my gosh, that's disrespectful. Yeah,
get it.
Disrespectful when people email me and like, I noticed that your website looks like shit. Would you like me to do something?
Did Matt delete that?
Hey guys, can you hear me? It's Wazoo.
I can.
Hi, it's Courtney.
And guess where we are?
We're at Spokeasy, the best little place in Fresno, California.
Oh, do you guys know about Spokeasy? Say
I'm
hi,
aware.
Everyone.
Nope.
Hi.
Never heard of it.
Come on, say hi.
This is a weird
voice.
Podcast.
Piece of it's shit. Voice. It's voice. He's on a podcast. Say hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Lazy piece of shit.
Here we are. Me, Court. We're Spokeasy. Having some beers. Have some fucking killer tacos, by the way. Hang on, I gotta get the guys' tacos. But so sitting out here having a beer. Courtney and I, we're talking about life. And so, Mikey,
yes.
Apparently you're a kind of a bit of a social media, I don't want to say whore, but a little bit, that you have some really old accounts we were talking about. But if everyone that's listening, go and follow the Fresno Chaffee Zoo. It's really one of the best zoos in California. It sounds crazy, right? Fresno Zoo, you don't think about that. But I've worked there on some of their orangutans.
I did not know this until tonight. I just thought that he was a random beer person that I knew and appreciated in that way. But he's saving my damn monkeys.
Yeah. So you need an orangutan looked at least at their heart. You can holler at me. But follow the zoo. The zoo's incredible, everyone. I don't want to Fresno pump too much because I'm in Fresno. But the zoo's incredible. And by the way,
Mikey has a whole other Fresno podcast. We should probably leave a voicemail on for.
Yeah. What, Mikey? just pump up your other podcast. Go ahead, right now. Ready? Go.
Plug with famous if you like.
All right, so we're back. Anyway, so had some a pale ale from Wild Fermentations here at Spoke tonight. Incredible. Crow and Wolf. Had a couple beers. New England, which isn't so New England, but still really tasty. And then we broke into some stouts. And like I said, we had some really, really good tacos. Sorry if the audio quality is fading, but...
the tacos were amazing.
Mariscos La Bahia. The dude makes tacos on his off time. He makes cabinets as a living. He makes some great tacos. Anyway, y'all that live in Fresno, come check him out. Hey, I'm in Fresno. Mikey, I texted you. Just text me back. You know, text me back.
You didn't text
anyway,
me, bro.
That's all I got to say. Yeah, have fun. Check your dates.
Keep up the good work, guys.
I'm in Fresno.
Courtney out. And Buzzy, too.
Cheers.
Word is that Courtney's still laughing somewhere.
This just in.
Courtney has not stopped laughing. Wow, we get a little more insight into what Wazoo's up to when he comes to Fresno. Interesting. He's checking mammal hearts.
What's up, homies? True, you be here? I didn't forget about you last week.
Yeah, you did.
I was on vacation. I'm still on vacation. No. Just chilling. Not really doing anything big. Just hanging out at home, being lazy, sleeping in, going to sleep late, drinking beers, going out to restaurants, doing housework.
Right there, baby.
You know how it is, homie.
Not the housework part.
So, Mikey, when are we starting the league? Can we invite... other people from other podcasts, like Greg from the Craft Beer Republic, maybe Brian Beagle, if he's down, or Cody from Beer Talk San Diego. Let's get some more people in this thing, man. Dodgers looking pretty good. What else? There Does Not Exist is back at the bottle shop, so I'll be grabbing a couple of six packs for myself. And hitting a couple of breweries on Friday, picking up. My wife works over in Inglewood, so I'll be dropping her off, picking her up, and then maybe hitting a couple of breweries out there on Friday evening. And then it's Easter, homie. So happy Easter to all of you. Hide your eggs well, esconden los huevos, and enjoy the weekend with the family, homes. Whiskey is on and popping. My oldest just turned 20. My youngest just turned 15. I'm feeling old, homie. I have a colonoscopy coming up soon. So there you go, surgery. Homie. Age sucks. Getting old sucks, but it's also fun. This is Chew Your Beer. You have to watch your homes. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. Thanks, Chew. Thank you for checking in, sir. Happy Easter. Everyone that celebrates Easter, happy Easter. Chew, just having a staycation, enjoying it. I'm a big staycation guy.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
You could be on the show too. You can do the thing I said with the beginning of this segment. You can email us, perfectportpodcast@gmail.com, or call right now. Get ready. Put it in your phone. Bring up your pad, the dial pad, and do 559-492-0542. And then crack open a beer. Oh, wait. I need to do that. Thank you for reminding me, Mike.
Mike's on the ball.
I love gold!
This is a new beer entering the show. It is a Reggie U559 donated to the show.
Wow.
It's from Brewmaster's Tap Room, Princess Pudgy Pants. And it's got like a sort of a German Shepherdish dog on the front. It's an IPA. Bickerson's Brew House is out of Washington. Benton, Washington. Maybe Donnie knows. This Bickerton's. Richie has some sort of Washington contact that gets some beer. So he gave this to me. Kind of subdued aroma. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's not bad. Not a bad IPA. I will say so myself. The Negady, what have you been drinking?
Been drinking. Thursday night we began setting up for the car show.
Wow.
Which means head out to Madera after work and drop stuff off. And we're like, hey, it's 7:30. We need something to eat. Just outside the Madera Fairgrounds is the Sugar Pine Smokehouse.
Uh-huh.
But finally eaten there for the first time. decent beer selection.
All right.
I found myself with a Barrel House IPA.
Nice.
On draft, yeah. Did the job. Good. I don't like it as much as I like the Big Sur.
Yeah.
You know, for a nice straight ahead IPA, it's pretty good. Goes well with barbecue. That makes a difference.
All right.
Barbecue is good there. The pulled pork was really good.
Hmm.
The prime rib dip I had was just okay.
Okay.
But it was that. So that was Thursday night. Friday night, gosh, I had three beers from the market. One of them was the Pontiac Pile Driver from New Glory. And the other two, I can't seem to remember what I had grabbed from the market.
If you would have checked it in on Untappd, you could have remembered.
If only I would have checked.
Nick.
Maybe I'll go look at the recycle bin. Maybe
that's yeah. Like, whoa, I had this.
Ka-chow. Nope, they're not coming back to me. But I did purchase three beers from the market, as well as this six-pack of Revision Dipa doubled up IPA. So that was my Saturday night beer, was this Revision. A couple of those. Not too many, though. You know, the 12-ounce cans did well, but I did have to get up at 5 a.m. that Sunday morning, ooh, so I didn't get crazy Saturday night. So I just sucked a couple beers. And then my post-show beer, so Saturday was set up for the car show. Sunday was the car show, which I ran my ass off. It's a hell of a day. It's a 12-hour day. Nonstop, you know. I did the raffle.
Yeah.
I did.
Did you get on the microphone? Do the raffle?
Yeah, I did all the announcements.
Oh, man. Yeah, you used that perfect pour experience that came into play.
Not one person recognized me. Can you believe it? What the frick? How do they not say, like, hey, man, you sound like the perfect
pour? I think that's Nick from the perfect pour. No way.
No way. So I did all the announcements, called all the raffle tickets, announced all the awards.
Yes.
My ass was kicked by 4 o'clock that day, and then we still had to clean up. So I didn't get home till 7 that night. And my post-show beer, post-car show, that is, was a Parabola from Firestone Walker.
Oh, my gosh. You went big.
Yeah. That's my celebratory beer. I buy one for every spring clean.
I did it. I fling the spring.
I flinged the spring. So it was a hell of a day. We had a good show. Lots of cars came out. perfect weather because it rained on Monday, which would have killed our show had it been a day earlier. But we had a good time. It was nice.
Nice. Spring cleaning 2022.
Yeah.
In the books.
We did it. In the books. All done. Don't have to deal with that shit for another year.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a day putting on a show like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not huge, but it ain't small either, you know?
Yeah.
Tuesday, we did our first farmer's market in a while. We kind of gave up on the Tuesday night farmer's markets for a bit since we've had our new pup in the house. We actually got out, saw the farmer's market, went back to Barrel House, saw a live band play down there.
Nice.
And
who was it? You remember?
Big Sur IPAs.
You remember who it was that played?
The Deep Blue.
Okay. Cover band?
Is their name? Cover band, yeah.
Yeah. Like, that sounds like cover band name.
Yeah, cover band. Actually, an old friend of the family, so kind of cool to see him out playing at the Barrel House.
And that's it?
That's, that brings us up to this morning.
This week, let's see, what did I drink this week? I'm going to check my end up. That was the Nick 80.
Yeah. Oh, so you're saying you're better?
I'm not saying I'm better. We'll see. Let's judge by my beer intake. Who's better? Abnormal.
That's the way you judge people.
Yep. That's the only way to judge people. Is what kind of beer do they drink? Abnormal Beer Company, San Diego's Abnormal, Boss Pour, not Top Pour.
Boss.
It's my temple, the Top Boss. Pour. Nope, it's Boss Pour.
There's a classic.
A classic. Everyone loves
Top Pour.
It wasn't really, wasn't that good. It was all right. I always hear things, you know, Abnormal, big deal.
Yeah.
Good brewery.
Big deal.
It was okay. It wasn't a bad beer. Citra Vesa from Alvarado Street, the India Pale Lager. Citra Vesa, they're not calling it a cold IPA. They're calling it an IPL. So you can still do that. Of the cold IPLs, that was a very good one. Speaking of cold IPAs, what's cooler than being cool? I got some more of it. The Carl Strauss Sierra Nevada collab. It's a good beer. Machine Head, or Reggie gave me another beer. The Machine Head. No, wait. This one I actually got at Spokeasy. The 10-year anniversary of Spokeasy, Machine Head made a beer for them called 10 Speed Machine.
What?
Yeah. There at Spokeasy on draft. You gotta go to Spoke though. You want that? There does not exist Stag Pale Ale. I got that Goldstein's out there at Porch Fest in Fresno.
Oh, you had a Porch Fest week.
Yeah, I went to Porch Fest. You were Volkswagening. I was Porch Festing. Yes.
I know, I missed the Tower Car Show.
I saw somebody's father-in-law playing some guitar with Blake Jones. Yeah.
At the trike shop, trike shop porch.
Blake in the trike shop featuring special guest. At a Procreations, I finally had a Procreations Brewing Company beer, a downtown Fresno brewery, Procreations, that we don't talk about too much here, called Next West Friend. That was actually pretty good. I wasn't mad at that beer. Persuasion Brewing Company, Still Dancing. I think that's a Bay Area brewer. Persuasion is okay. Pale Ale. Humble Sea Brewing Company. They make about 80 hazies a month, so This one was called Boatloads of Citra. I was like, I'm not really in the market for a hazy, but you got me with the Citra. So I'm here. And that's enough. That's enough of what I've been drinking. You can find me on Untappd if you search for Dorktown or Mikey Topor. Remember the Nick 80. Matt's out there too. Bearded Brewer 87. You want to check on Matt, see what he's doing.
Cheers, 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 cheers. It's the end of the show.
Cheers to listener of the show, the Fontana Jim, scored some Pliny the Younger.
Yeah.
He is the man right now.
Yeah. Who?
There's nobody cooler.
Everybody wants
than
to be
him.
The Fontana Jim now because he's got those younger bottles. He's like, you'll never get this. You'll never get this.
Yeah.
King of the castle. King of the castle.
King of the castle. Cheers to XL Pedro. He's always keeping us up to date in the forum with fresh news. I know we don't always talk about it, but you know,
fresh XL Pedro news.
The stories Discord don't always land when we're recording, so it's like either everybody's read it already or it's after we've recorded. So you know, it's not
keep
fresh.
Up the good work.
It's not freshies anymore.
Keep up the good work, everyone, in Porum and the Discord logger line.
Porumly.
That Discord,
yeah,
man.
We appreciate it. It's not that we don't read what you're posting.
Yeah. That Discord, man, they made some of their own channels.
What?
Yeah, it goes deep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't have, they're like, subreddits we don't have to be days, beholden though. To your perfect poor channels. We'll make our own channel.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those are some cheers.
Those are some cheers. Cheers to Temecula Verne. He's getting closer to
retirement. When's he gonna? Yeah, when's he going to get out of that service? Start drinking. Yeah.
Start drinking.
I'm getting ripped.
I don't know. Looks like it's closer every day.
We'll be waiting. Yeah.
Cheers. Cheers. If you do listen to this show and came out to the Volkswagen car show, cheers to you.
The guy that sounded off your raffle numbers, that was Nick.
Yeah, that was me. So if you won a t-shirt, some AirPods.
Yeah, you'd be like.
Maybe a jacket. Ooh, you're welcome.
A jacket.
Jacket. Take off your pants and jacket.
A five. Is anyone out? Is an A5 here?
This is live audio from.
What were they? What were they? What were the tickets? What were the numbers on?
827. Oh, okay. 8466.
827. 346. 827346. No. No.
Blue ticket. Blue ticket.
Blue ticket. All right. Well, I'm keeping that one. 67934. Who's got 67935? Is he here? You? Yep. Oh, look at that. We got one. You win the mud flaps. The Volkswagen mud flaps.
How did you know you were there? I knew I saw you.
Yeah, you want those custom mud flaps. They're not original, but...
They're not. They're repops.
They're repops, but it's all right. You won. Thanks to the all perfect right. Pour for talking about this. Anybody?
My audio skills.
The perfect pour? Anyone? No?
Okay. Blue, red ticket, 8675309.
8675309.
I'm going to totally do that next week. I'm going to stop.
Yeah, see how that goes over. Will the owner of a Volkswagen please come to the stage?
We do that joke?
Do we have a Volkswagen owner here? Your lights are on.
Ooh, yeah.
How many people had to get jumped at that Volkswagen thing? Is there like an official jump?
Every one of them had to be push started out.
A volunteer? I'm like, how are we going to get all these Volkswagens out of here? So,
yeah. Well. Yeah, you think we have golf carts there for ease of traveling the grounds? No, they're just a jumpstart Volkswagens.
Yeah. The perfect for our official sponsor of the beer garden that didn't exist. It's got plenty of trees and birds.
Yep. Lots of birds.
Any more cheers, Nick? Or wait, that's am I on the cheers? What was
you have cheers, cheers, hopefully.
Oh, okay. The Golden Gods of the Perfect Pour. Golden Gods give the show money every month. They're going to have to reevaluate now. They're like, do I really want to pay these guys without Matt? I don't know about that. I didn't sign up for this. I didn't sign up to not hear Matt on the tailgate.
Yeah.
Hey, we're all right. Oh,
cheers. Cheers to Ed from Wales.
Ed from Wales. What's Ed been doing?
Turns out I am 1% Wales.
Did you take one of those tests?
Someone in our family did, yes.
You're all Welsh? You're 1%
Welsh? 1%
Welsh. All right.
So I feel like we're brothers now.
Ed and Nick?
Ed and Nick.
You guys can talk like, you know, oh man, you know what it's like to be Welsh.
Bangers and mash, am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Marmalade. Yep. Fuck jam. It's all about marmalade.
Did you watch The Crown where the Prince of Wales came down?
Yeah.
Everybody, all the Welsh people are like, fuck this guy.
So yeah, we got tons in common now.
Wow. You're no longer Italian. You're mm-hmm. Welsh.
It's all Welsh. I'm changing tomorrow. Wales.
Yeah, Wales. So bro. Wales. Only Wales. No, babe. Only Wales. I brought you home some Sierra Nevada Pale. No, babe. Only whales. I want to drink whales now. Because I'm whales.
Only whales. Because I am whales.
You can throw that out in the gutter. Throw it out in the middle of the street. Maybe some kids will take it.
Yeah, some kids will have it.
Cheers to all, besides the Gold Gods, the Friday night Zoom. Every Friday night, listeners of the Perfect Pour just is... chat it up on Zoom. Have a good old time. You can do that as well. You listen to the show. You can join in there. Look at the Logger Line links. There's a show notes. What you're listening to, there's show notes that exist. You can look at all the links, including the Logger Line. And when you go in the Logger Line, there's usually somebody that posts passwords and stuff for the Friday night Zoom. Get it? And cheers to everyone in the forum and the Logger Line. And then also cheers to Hen House for getting the 10 years. We're in the same sort of time category as Hen House and Spokeasy. Spokeasy
wow.
is turning 10 this year. So cheers to them.
Yeah.
And cheers to everyone that shows that. Shares the show with their following, talks about the show, whatever. That's how we get to people. You subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. That helps, even if you don't necessarily listen to the show on Apple Podcasts. But if you have it, go over there and subscribe to the show. That's helpful.
The show.
Sharing it with your friends, that's helpful. And also cheers to Matt. We love Matt, and we'll keep a mic open for Matt whenever he feels like coming around again. In the meantime, Nick and I will just get drunk on Friday mornings.
Friday morning. Drunk.
I'm drunk again. And you're going to just try and keep it up. We got that 500 episode out there. We got to do it. We got to get there.
Do we have to?
No, we have to. It's a law. Beer law.
Oh, we have to.
Beer laws.
State law.
Just like parking in this same law as you can't park your RV in front of somebody else's house.
That's just the same.
Can't same code. Shit. Same code. Can't park your RV in front of someone else's house. If you're going to do a beer podcast, you got to at least do 500 episodes. Same law.
That's right.
Oh, thank you for listening to The Perfect Pour. We want you to have a great week.
Of course.
We want you to stay safe.
Well,
you know, get risky.
Yeah.
Like, have fun. We want you to have fun.
Yes. Don't not have fun.
Yeah. Have fun. Before that, what do you got to do?
Got to check your dates.